W4DJW pulling up the club announcements. W4DJW clear.
W4DJW, KN4RJN.
KN4RJN, W4DJW. How you doing, John?
I was listening to the announcements. I went to check the pre-check-in. There's nobody on it, which usually there's, you know, two or three on it by now.
I haven't looked at it today, but that's one of the reasons to run the announcement. One, for people that may not have heard it yet, which the last time I ran it, there was somebody called back to me saying they hadn't heard that yet. I believe they used it. But for that reason and another reason is just to remind people that if you need to use it, it's there and available.
The three regulars that I've been looking at it every once in a while, and I don't always hear them acknowledged on the net by the net controller, so I'm not sure all the net controllers are checking it.
Well, when I don't have a busy work week like this week when all the government CARES checks went out, I'll look at it and try to be there at the beginning of the net and listen to see if they pick it up. If they don't, I remind them when they send in their net report to pick them up, or I'll relay them in for them. And you can do that too, right? That's not just me that can do that. Any net controller or anybody can relay them in if they notice that they're not being picked up.
Okay, we'll do that. But, yeah, I'll look at it real quick.
Like, for example, on Tuesdays, the first two Tuesdays of the month, when Karen calls it, she doesn't have, I don't think she has internet connectivity, so she'll need relays.
There's nobody on there right now, but, and that may just be, because I've seen people on there as early as 8 o'clock in the morning.
That reminds me, I need to send out that announcement early in the morning to catch all those guys that are on their way to work in the morning, really, really early, like 5 o'clock.
To play the announcements.
98 pound, or 98 hashtag, whatever you call that key, that's the enter key. 98 is the code, and then you hit the enter key, that's the pound sign.
Pound sign when I was growing up, so it's still a pound sign to me, so yeah. Okay, 98, roger.
We've got a guy that gets on Echolink from England over here, and I was talking about how you send codes, and I mentioned that the pound sign is the enter key. And that's how you know, because I've seen people enter pound to begin with and then 98. That'd be like on your computer hitting your enter key and then typing in 98. Nothing's going to happen, right? You got to type in 98 and then hit the enter key. That's why they call it the enter key, so that you know it comes at the end, not at the beginning, which helps out a lot if you put that out there. But anyway, he was listening, and when I said pound key, he comes back and says pound. British pound? That's a currency symbol. And I said, okay, the tic-tac-toe board. But it's different for different countries. What you call it? Different for different countries and different regions. Some people call it a hashtag.
It's regions as it is age and generational. The younger generation calls it a hashtag. People of our age call it a pound sign, so whatever.
And for my mom, what worked best while she was still alive was a tic-tac-toe board, a little tic-tac-toe board.
Before my time, yeah. But, yeah, the Brits, if you say pound sign to a Brit, I mean, it's a currency symbol.
And they have a special symbol for that, too. Looks like an L. Looks a little bit like an L.
Script L thing looking, but, yeah. But, and that ain't on my keypad. It's probably not on his either.
That's why he called back and says, oh, you guys call that a what?
Well, with the beauty of the internet, I think about everybody understands what a hashtag is, but yeah, it's a pound sign.
That's one thing you can't change, is evolution of the language. It will continue to change forever. It never stops changing. That's like one of the things when I was born up north and lived there for probably the first, well, on and off for the first 6 years of my life, and then came down here. And one of the things I noticed when my dad came down here was that southern guys call what's under the hood of their car a motor. Well, he worked at General Motors, or actually AC spark plugs, which was a division, I think, of General Motors. And a motor was something that receives its energy externally, right? Like an electric motor, you plug it into a wall socket or you wire it into a breaker board, and it gets its energy from that. Or a pneumatic motor gets its energy from an air hose, you know, or a hydraulic motor from hydraulics. And an engine develops its energy internally, like gasoline exploding inside, or burning, and doesn't explode, but it burns inside the cylinder, or a rocket engine with solid rocket fuel, it builds all its energy right there internal. So he got down here and he heard everybody calling what's under the hood of their car a motor, and it was very confusing to him. And then you talk about a motorboat that's got a gas engine on the back of it. Anyway, the English language continues to evolve. All languages evolve over time. You can't stop it. W4DJW.
That definition, technically, a automobile engine gets its energy from outside. You have to put gas in it.
Well, it's not energy yet. It's in a liquid form. So it's just liquid sitting there. It's a material that hasn't been turned into energy yet. But when you transform that liquid into energy, you can produce motion. So it's just sitting there. It's like a rock sitting on the edge of the cliff. There's no energy there. It's just sitting there. But as soon as you push it over the cliff, that kinetic energy starts building up as it starts heading down the cliff.
Or philosophical or anything, but before you plug your motor into the electrical socket, the electricity is just sitting there. It's not going anywhere.
No, that's true. But if it could change, right? Because the English language changes. If you go look it up on the dictionary, online dictionary, it'll tell you that at what point in time it meant what, right? Or some of the dictionaries do that.
Yeah, but a lot of the words that are synonymous, you know, that within the scientific view, they're not synonymous. I used to go over that with my students in class, the difference between power and energy. And I said Duke Power finally changed their name because they're not selling you power, they're selling your energy.
Well, there you go. Another good example.
Everybody, you know, talks about either power or energy and uses them interchangeably, and they're actually not the same thing, but yeah, hey, whatever. Anyway, I'm back on out of here. I got to feed the dog and then figure out what I'm going to do for supper. My wife took the grandchild back up to her home, and they're going to stay the weekend up there and meet the new dog and all that kind of stuff, so I'm badging it. It's just me and the dog and the cats tonight.
So how you holding up to sheltering at home? Sheltering in place at home thing.
Truth be known, I've been pretty much doing that since I retired, you know, 3-4 years ago. I don't get out much. I spend a lot of time at home anyway, so you know, it really hasn't seriously affected my life, except that I don't get out to the store as often, and when I do, I get a little bit extra, so I don't have to go as often. But other than that, ain't a whole lot changed.
Okay, so that's the same story for me. The only thing that changed for me is now my wife is working from home, so we have to share the house. but we're at opposite ends of the house, so I can be as loud on my bridges as I need to be, and she can be as loud in hers as she needs to be, and we don't impact each other. But we still only cross every now and then when we go downstairs to the kitchen to get something like water and ice or something like that. Anyway, I won't keep you. Good talking to you, John. Catch you on the net. KN4RJ and W4DJW.
Pretty much the same way here. She was working from home, but her office was on the second floor, and I'm down in the basement. So, yeah, that's where we would meet, is in the kitchen. But anyway, I'm back on out of here. You take care of yourself, Dave, and we'll see you later on this evening. KN4RJ, and I'm clear.